T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So before the break, I teased an opinion that a lot of people might not like.
Me.
And I know Andy Hart's not going to like this one. What the Atlanta Braves did this year is going to alter the landscape of how people look at everything. If the Atlanta Braves traded Ronald Acuña at the deadline, they still win the World Series, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably better positioned moving on in the future. So what does that tell you? Like, one superstar doesn't get it done, right? Like, the Atlanta Braves won without Ronald Acuña, one of the best players. One superstar doesn't get it done. Bryce Harper won the MVP. Philly sucked. Mike Trout hasn't been in the playoffs in I don't know how long. You know, so it's like, it doesn't happen. These long-term deals go up and down. Look at them. You think Seager's going to turn Texas around? I don't. You think Lindor's going to turn the Mets around? I don't. Like, it's not going to work. They don't work. And it's not about the one superstar. This isn't the football where you need a quarterback, or the NBA where you need LeBron. This is, you need depth. You need good players. You need a roster full of good players. Now, they might have screwed up that Mookie deal because they needed another player. They should have got Verdugo and another player, because I don't think Downs or Wong are going to do it. So they might have messed that one up and fell up a little bit short. But you move on and you go get 3 or 4 good players, you are a better baseball team. The long-term deals, these mega deals, don't work. Which brings me to, I ain't giving Bogarts 10 years.
So Mookie's already gone.
He's running Bogarts out.
Oh,
why would
go ahead,
you?
Keep going. Who else you got?
Just 29 to 39. They don't work.
So what about Devers? Should I get?
They might have screwed Devers up already. They might. If I'm them, I'm going like 8 years. Give him $200 million for 8. Let him opt out after 4. And at 29 years old, he wants to hit free agency. Then he hits free agency. Let someone give him a 10-year deal at 29. Like, I don't know what the game is going to look like after this lockout, but just look around. Like, when the Braves won without Acuña, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, people are going to look at this, and they're going to sit there and say, you know, the Angels are like, do I need Trout, or do I need 4 good players for Trout? You know, do I need the prospects for Trout, sign 2 other free agents for Trout, and then add some pitching, and are we a better baseball team even though we don't have Mike Trout? And the answer is yes.
Is baseball still entertainment?
Yes. So are you entertained this year?
Do you? Yes, yes, very much so.
With who? Kike? Renfro?
No, I thought at Christian various Royo? Points, Xander started the year as one of the best players in baseball, right?
Okay, no, I'm just saying, yeah, there were some stars in there.
I think you need tentpole, personally, especially in a place like Boston. In a place like Boston where, and I also think as a general manager, you got to have big cojones to say, I'm essentially going with a starless system. Because guess what? Stars will get you from January, February into, what, May? June, before you realize, hey, I know we got this new star that I was really excited about. I bought a jersey and I watched all the games for the first 2 months. We stink. That's better in some ways for a GM, for sports talk radio, for investment in a team than we don't have any stars. I'm not sure whether they're going to be good or not.
Saying you're not
are we going to be
stars.
Scuffling?
I'm not saying you're
how
not,
are you
you're not
going to
get stars. You can build a system. You can trade for young players.
So we're going down the Patriot road where you, no, where, you for you, 2 decades, you got used to build drafts well. Right? And then all of a sudden it's, this guy wants a contract,
no, I'm
you're
not,
gone.
I'm
this
not
guy wants
you're
a contract, you're gone.
Any. I'm just saying, when you already have a guy that's making $30 million in Chris Sale, or $25, $30 million, you got, you know, Bogarts right now at 20, whatever it is, and what are you going to do? You going to go to him? Are you going to extend Devers? Are you going to extend Bogarts? What are you going to do? You need pitching.
Sure.
Sale's got a couple years left. Are you going to go another $100 million? Do you think the Los Angeles Dodgers right now sit there and say, I got 11 more years of $340 million of Mookie? You think they're happy about that? The guy that had a nagging hip and a back last year? You think that's going to work?
But do you firmly believe the entire landscape's going to change? Because I'm all for you. I think 10 and 12 year deals are
idiotic.
I said this before.
They always
I want
were.
Them, I want them to go to the NBA somehow, and they'll never. The union will never agree with it. They'll never
well,
agree
if
with
you're, if a player,
never.
It. So you look at these long-term
deals. You sign with
decent,
my team,
so
you can sign a six, seven-year deal. You sign somewhere else, it's 4 or 5.
No, I think the NBA.
They'll never
got
do
it.
Right.
It.
But so, that's what you need.
So when you talk about these long-term deals, so if you got a guy like Fernando Tatis Jr., who right now is 22 years old, he signs a 14-year deal. He'll be done at 36. Okay. He'll be 36 years old.
So or he could be done at 27.
But Wander Franco, who signs an 11-year deal, but at least he's 20 years old. At least by the time it's done, he's 31.
That's his best years.
I mean, so yeah, you're literally paying for his best years.
And
what always drove me crazy is when these teams would sign these long 10, 12-year deals, and the guy's 30 years old.
Yep.
Like, what? Like, so you're really paying for 4 years. So it's not a 10-year deal worth $200 million. It's a 4-year deal worth $200 million.
No, and I think the opt-outs
that
are like,
to me
you're going
to
see more and more because they're better deals for the teams.
But are we going
to
legislate it out via the CBA? Because if that doesn't happen, isn't there always going to be a team out there that needs something?
Yes.
They need a boost in the PR, ticket sales.
Listen,
and you
need
know
a
what?
Linchpin.
I'll go 10.
You might need a linchpin. Okay, I'm not saying they're not going to happen again, but I'm just, you know, go get Correa. You know, give him 10 and 350. But you better extend Bogey, and you better extend Devers. And I don't want to hear, oh, and by the way, when Sale and Evaldi are out, you better go out and sign this other guy for 30. It's just, it's not going to happen. Like, this is the problem with the CBA, is that, and this is where the owners are coming at you. They're smarting it up as far as signing guys, paying guys for what they've already accomplished. Mm-hmm. Like, I want a guy. I want Wander Franco in 11 years at $21 million. I would have gotten, you know, Devers 2 years ago and tried to get, you know, 22 to 29 and then let his ass go. Because at 29, 30 years old, how many more years at 29 am I going to get from Bogey? He's going to move to third.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So how many more am I going to get from him? Like 4 or 5? And then I'm going to pay him 5 years and $160, $70 million to do what? Like the Dodgers are going to do for Mookie?
But that's baseball,
a retirement
right?
fund?
No, see,
that's been.
That's why. It's their own fault. So if they don't want these guys to be free agents until they're 29, you're always, every one of these guys is going to want to hit it big when they finally officially become a free agent.
Yeah.
So yes, undoubtedly you end up paying for what they did in the past, not for the future.
Right. So
that's their problem.
Yeah. So when Bogey's 35 and you got 4 years left, you know, at $170 million, you're like, God, I don't have a pitcher. I actually need to replace Bogey because he's not any good anymore.
Right.
I got to go get another $30 million player for Bogey who I've got 4 or 5 years left at 30. People are bitching about Pedroia's $12 million 3 years left that he sat on. Try sitting on 170 for the last 5. Like, that's not fun.
So the answer, there's two answers. There's the legal answer, which is the CBA that changes the landscape, correct?
Correct.
Or, this is going to sound dumb, but you know what the owners need to do? Collude. They need to all go to some island somewhere and say, can we stop being idiots?
That's what
can
I
you agree
say,
to not
Andy,
send out 10 million, 10-year deal? I'll agree to not sign a 10-year deal.
They can't do it. I agree with you. If they would all say, listen.
Just stop being
all,
an idiot.
That's okay. Let's all, like, a blood brother pact.
Exactly.
Okay, let's all, like, who's ready?
See, I think if you mandate.
John Henry.
It'll never bleed out. It'll never happen, right? But the only teams that can survive that and tank is, like, the team like the Dodgers. So they can pay for it. You know, the Red Sox, Yankees, whatever. They can pay for it if they have to. But this will help the small market teams. Like some team might say, we got a window. Let's go out and get a Scherzer for 3 years, $130 million. Because we can't afford to pay him when he sucks. But we can pay him for the next 3 years and we can make a run at this thing and just suck it up for three. Like, the Royals kind of did it for a little while there. But they can't sit there and say 8 years. I can't afford that. I can't. That's half my payroll. Like 4 years, 5 years from now when you suck, I'm out. And it affects everybody.
See, there's so many. See, I understand. I used to always think that the Major League Baseball, they did it right. So it's, well, especially when you look at what the NFL players think is important and what they fight for. They're all so close-minded. They never really could see the big picture. And they always end up bitching about it when they're retired. Right? So in real time, they go, oh, I don't want to practice. I'll give up this, that, all these things that are important to you while you're playing and when you retire, but they don't do it. So this thing, and I always thought baseball got it right, but this service time manipulation thing, like the way the Major League Baseball can manipulate your career by keeping you, bringing you up and down, so you can't be a free agent until later on in life, where so you can't make big money till later on in life. It just, they completely screw with these guys. That to me is criminal, the way they do that. So that'll probably be something that they want change. Now, it's not surprised that there's a lockout. Like, nobody, this deal was not going to get done. And you talk about, like, guys who can, you know, make it big. That's part of the problem. So how do they fix that? So what do you give up? Okay, I'll change the service time, and then you give me a pitch clock. Okay, I'll give minor leaguers more money. I'll give 0 to 3 year major league players more money. You give me, I don't know, a universal designated hitter. We'll do something like that. I feel like the things that they're actually trying to do
from a fan's perspective, I love everything you just said, right?
Okay.
From a fan's perspective,
now what's the problem?
Don't the fans win? Right? Well, in that scenario,
Manfred must have said at least 10 times in his speech, this little press conference that he had earlier today, at least 10 times he kept throwing in the fans. Like, he was trying to gain favor from the fans. Hey guys, they won't come to the table, and this is what's best for the fans.
Yeah,
it's going to become a PR nightmare.
This is why, honestly, like, I put the earplugs in. Like, I don't even care. I got Buster Olney saying, I talked to one agent that said this could go into midsummer. It's all noise. They're all going to negotiate. I'm going to send this to Buster just to let the owners know that we're serious. Listen, Major League Baseball, everyone talk about the lockout. You know, Shaughnessy writing a fake outrage the other day about the lockout. I remember going to winter meetings when there were trades and signings every single year, the first week of December. Major League Baseball, the last 5 years, has been in a lockout from November to mid-January. Nothing gets done. Nothing. So what's the difference? Wake me up in February. You want me to get upset about what's going on? Wake me up in February. Because all this nonsense from Manfred, all this nonsense from Tony Clark and all the media and Buster and Passan and everybody else reporting on baseball and, oh, I talked to this, I talked to an owner, they're serious.
Well, both sides want to negotiate.
Dude, everybody, just
for 7 minutes.
The bleep up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just negotiate.
Really hard,
it's all a bunch of noise. I don't care. Straighten it out. But the biggest thing to me is that luxury tax. You know, owners treat it like it's a hard cap. That's the biggest issue. They say, well, you know, if I go over and I want to improve my team, I got to give up a second-round pick, and I got to give up $1 million international signing bonus money. It's not worth it for me. Well, so therefore, I'm not going to go sign it. I mean, you got the Dodgers. Before last year, we're under the luxury tax 3 years in a row trying to win a World Series. 3 years in a row trying to win a World Series. The Yankees, 3 years in a row trying to win a World Series under the luxury tax. The Red Sox have done it the last 2 years. They were in a complete rebuild sort of thing, and I think this year they're going over. But it's like, you can't have your big market teams treating that thing like, you know, we value minor leaguers, so we don't want to give up a second-round pick, so we're not going to go after a qualifying offer. That thing's got to go up, and the penalty's got to go down. And if you're a big market team, spend your damn money.
But what does that do to the small market teams, the whole intention of it?
Well, the intention of it, so they have revenue sharing.
Right.
Yeah, they have more teams under $70 million as far as salaries for the entire team than they did 5, 10 years ago when they did this.
So the system isn't working.
So they're not using it.
Right.
The system isn't working. You know what? I'll take the $30 million you're giving me. My payroll's still 70. But hold on. Why isn't it 100? I just gave you 30. Well, I can make more money this way.
Is there a chance that now you give them 15 and their payroll's 40?
They need a floor.
Right. Like, sure.
No, there you go. There you go. Now you're talking.
Are we going to get that?
But they're not going to give you a floor unless they give you a cap.
Okay.
No, listen, it's a mess.
Broken.
They
gotta, you just
broken.
Think it's flat out broken and not fixable.
I think it is.
Not
even on both sides. Like I said, I think these 10, 12-year deals, like, just they ruin the game. And teams, like, right now, it's like vogue, right? Because, like, the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me in about 4 years from now. And then we're going to start looking at Albert Pujols' deal and Miguel Cabrera's deal. That's the area we're going to be in about 3 or 4 years. Like,
so,
you got to be kidding me. Pay this guy $40 million?
You know, out of the, what are the,
guys,
what are the, like, there would, like, there should, someone should evaluate these big market contracts, these big dollar long-term contracts, and try to evaluate as far as the team that signs that person to that long-term contract. Are they actually still on the team that signed them when they signed that contract? Do they see it through? So 14 years, 12 years. You really think you're going to be on the same team at that point in time?
Well, a lot of them haven't, because
eight
for Manny was big, right?
Yeah.
Then it got to 10 for A-Rod, 10 and 250. I mean, we're sort of in the infancy.
12.
These haven't matured yet. You're not on the back end of these 10s and 12s that are,
well,
that are being signed.
Like, wait till they do.
Because the A-Rod was fine, right? The first 10?
No, A-Rod,
and then he opted out and re-signed another 10 at some point.
See, that's what I'm getting at. Like, A-Rod and CeCe were fine because you gave them contracts during their primes. The problem is the Yankees re-upped both of them.
Correct.
And that's where they got screwed up. Why? Because they paid at 30 years old what they've already accomplished, and they tried to give them another 10-year, 8-year deal, and it didn't work.
Well, see, the other thing is that you could just say that's their own stupid fault then. Like, it's the competition and the will and the desire. They're so desperate that they're willing to pay over asking price for money and term just to get 3 years out of the person.
But isn't that true with all of these? Like, we're talking about CBAs. There's been all different versions. The franchise tag was like a John Elway thing. Like, it was envisioned for John Elway. I believe it was actually the John Elway rule, just like the Larry Bird exception was for Larry Bird. And then all of a sudden, these rules start getting used for lesser and lesser, and, like, NBA comes out with max contracts. Well, you get a max contract, and you... I don't think anybody envisioned every player in the league asking for a max contract when they came out, right? When they were negotiating it, when it was put in. Just like no one assumed, oh, wait, you're going to franchise a kicker? You're going to franchise Tabucky Jones? Really wasn't what we were thinking
about.
There's no middle
contracts.
Right. So it's
same
just,
thing. Like in 4 years from now, Mac's going to want $47 million a year.
Correct.
And you're like, well, where's the middle?
Right. There isn't. And that's the problem with all these leagues. They have yet to find a way to truly treat the super. Remember the end of Jordan's career when salaries took off and he made $40 million? Yeah, Michael Jordan should make $40
million. But
I don't care what year it is.
No. Baseball has it. They just, they're the other.
I don't think they have. They're handing out.
They're other extreme.
Stupid deals. We're talking. Not everybody deserves a 10-year, $350 million deal.
But Mookie was pretty good starting year one. And he made $500,000, then he made $700,000, then he made $900,000. And he was really good those three years.
In my opinion, the answer to this that'll never come is what you said, Christian. Earlier free agency. Find a way to get more guys signing their if you want to stay with 10-year deals, more guys signing 10-year deals at 24, 25, right?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have risk there, too.
But then the agent's
too.
Like, yeah, but at 34, you don't want to be a free agent. You want to get the $15 million, 15-year deal, so it takes you to 39. But it's just out of control.
And you're also going to have issues where some of those guys that you think are on a trajectory just plateau. And you go, wow, I really thought by year four of eight-year deal, he'd be better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.